All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Green Bites Gaming Plays Impossible Landscapes. Is it the same Impossible Landscapes? What are we doing?
Could be. I won't say my spoilers on for the audience, but
yeah,
I think I know where this theories is going.
It's a Fiona and Cake
spoiler
situation
for me over the. He did the same thing that he did when we were watching Sixth Sense together. 3/4 of the way through the movie, just fucking blurted out.
Oh, he's dead. No, the fact of the matter is you guys are dead too. You know, that's
We very well could be in this game.
You very well could be. But yeah, it's well. So let me ask you guys, and we'll save some of this for Sandy Check, right? But it's like, so this was a surprise for one of you more than the other two of you. But like, what is what has this been? What is this like? Because we came today and like kind of expecting, like, because we didn't record last week. We didn't record last week because Dace was in the middle of a move. I was actually back in the South helping Dace move. But then you guys had a show to play, and I remember specifically. Actually, let me look at what Brad said. Let's see. Because I said, like, hey, are we gonna try to do this weekend? And basically it was like, well, because Dace had a show, but then also had a gallery that some of his friends were doing. And Brad said, so we decided not to do it. And Brad said, yeah, the inevitable Yellow King TPK would really put a damper on the show.
Yeah.
Which I think it would have added something new and interesting to it. But what do I know?
We'd just be angry and be like, fuck it, and just like... trash our guitars against the wall.
Right. Well, like, and what has it been? But like this, like, you know, expecting to kind of come and do one thing, because basically, I messaged each of you your character, these like character briefs.
Like, and some people read it, and some people didn't, and I think that's okay.
And I think that's okay, you know, because I think it worked out really well.
I don't know if it is.
I'm having fun. I like this guy. I'm playing him more as a psychopath, even though he doesn't really say that, but I guess mine and John characters definitely like seasoned, you know, guys with the unnatural right slash and their own profession.
Right. Yeah, well, I gotta say, I love the way both of you are playing your characters. That's very, like, very on point.
Right. You know what? Oh, God, what is it? They remind me of, if this feels like Smoke and Aces. Like, they feel like they could be characters. It feels like all three of you could be characters from Smoking Aces. Like, one of the little teams.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you guys are one of those teams. Also, from Umbrella Academy, which is like a Netflix series.
I've heard of
these, yeah, seen it.
There's the two agents, the man and the woman. Yeah. And they're very like that. Like, they're very good and very intense and very deadly. But they're just, like, kind of so done with it all the time. And kind of resigned to it as well.
Yeah, so, well, what's the show we watched, John? Medicine.
Yes.
Mushrooms. Mike Judge.
Wait, is this a cartoon?
Yes.
I've seen excerpts.
And we're all
this,
drawing a blank.
Right.
Oh, Prescription or something like that?
Prescription. Is that what it's called?
No.
It's called something like that.
I can't remember what it is. I love it. But I've seen... But, like, there's this one particular scene that I keep getting, like, shorts for, like, through YouTube or something. It'll be, like, it's the guy saying, it's like, so these two guys, they're your best? And it shows the scene inside the cop car. And he starts playing the song through the other one's earpiece, and he's like dancing at the taco stand.
Yeah.
Only
common side effects.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Common side effects. I
want
to check that out. And then it cuts back to them in the briefing room. Like, yeah, they're good.
Yeah. It's very good. All right. Well, listen. Last time,
can we get another agent? Can we get like another rubber band cut though? This time.
Okay. All right. The camera just explodes like a rocket.
Holy shit.
Like into the atmosphere.
That's a meta Michael Bay. Not only explosions on screen, the camera explodes.
The camera erupts. You guys are covered in camera shrapnel. But last time, Eric Carter, Ronald Burbach, and Agent June who actually goes by her fucking name, goes, and you guys are called in. Now, June was already on scene. She lost Agent Julius. He died due to some unnatural fuckstick who crawled out of a wall and shotgunned him to death. June and Jericho did their biz and burned that place to the ground, left the appropriate evidence. Good to go. The other Delta Green cover-up people will handle the minutiae of paperwork. You guys are there to do the on-the-ground stuff. Then Jericho gets out of the fucking car and leaves. Leaves! In the middle of a mission! Like, and I'm gonna be frank, at this point, June, you might have to go, I think you're probably thinking, fuck, we might have to go clean up Jericho at this point. What the fuck's up with him? Right? Like, this is dangerous. Like, to do that kind of stuff. Mm. Mm. But you guys are, June is already on the scene. Carter and Burbach, you guys get called in. You are a part of an operation that's being called White Noise. And you are supposed to go and clean up. And you guys are unified by one central motivation. Destroy the unnatural wherever it rears its ugly head. And specifically for you guys, for all of you, you guys are all kind of crack Delta Green cleaners. You often aren't just cleaning up bad situations, you're often cleaning up Delta Green agents who have gone rogue, who've gotten too deep, who've gone crazy, or just gotten sloppy. That's what you do. You guys meet up at the Snooze Inn, you kind of figure out what all you're going to do, then you get this tip from your handler who tells you, hey, need you to, there's a structure fire that we think is related. You guys go there, you scare the fire department off really well, you find this huge cache of ammunition of all sorts, you know. And I will say, you know, at one point in time, you guys will also notice the box that definitely used to have weapons in it that no longer has weapons in it. But the big thing, as you guys are going in there, June, you go down into the bathtub. And at first you don't notice it, but then you realize, like, it smells, it stinks. And you pull out a piece of this small piece of fabric that has survived this fire. A pretty good conflagration, as far as you can tell. And as we left off, we were just seeing June looking at along the seam of the tiny yellow signs that are sewn in gold thread along the edge of this, what's left of this garment, as she hears right at her ear, "Have you seen it?" And I'm not kidding. When I say it is so close that you feel the breath, you do. You feel breath on your ear as you hear it.
Yeah, and she, like, jerks over.
Did
y'all hear that?
Does Ron see this?
You see her jerk.
And she says, "Did y'all hear that?"
No.
Carter will, like, seriously step up and then walk into the bathroom and look at everything.
And June will hold up the cloth. Take a look at this.
No, put that fucking thing away.
One moment, please.
Wait, what? Are we in a loading screen? What?
Yes, you guys are in one of those really well hidden loading screens. Like,
oh god, there's a spinner. And there's just
are there some fun facts about the game displayed on the screen?
Yeah,
like in Skyrim.
Well, it's like loading tips. It's like, did you know that if you're in cover,
like, did you know that you can ask your handler at any point?
Yeah. Give me a sanity roll for June, please.
Okay. Failure.
Okay. Failure. Yes, so roll a d4, please.
I can't see what that is.
That's a 3.
3, thank you.
Please take 3 sanity damage unless you'd like to deflect.
I'm going to take it on the chin for now.
Okay, you take it on the chin. You feel something inside you, even like the sound, the "have you seen it" at your ear. Although you come to a realization very quickly, you feel like you should. When June says, "Hey, come take a look at this," you actually feel a sudden, very, like, a sense of comfort descend on you that you're sharing this with Carter and Burbach.
Carter, yeah, so sorry. Burbach maintains it, like, no.
Holds it up.
What the fuck? No. Get that away. What is it?
Carter, for like the first time, kind of breaks his stone face with like a little grimace at the smell and just says, burn it.
It's wet.
It's a, there's a moment of complete silence that everyone's like,
that's a fair point.
Carter will take out his knife and start just cutting it into small shreds.
Okay. You're going to be unable to do that without looking at it. So go ahead and make your sanity check as well.
Okay. Success.
Okay, you do not take any. You do not take any damage from that. But as you're cutting on it, you do like, I don't know. There's something about it that's like, it reminds you. Like, there's this moment where you're cutting, and as you're, maybe you like stick it on the vanity there by the sink, and you're like pulling the knife across. And again, you have this. It's like this. You know, it's like a fighting knife, like a military, you know, fighting knife, and you're cutting it. And something just like, there's a moment where you stop and you like almost like, and you guys, you two watch Carter as he kind of stops and it's like he kind of closes his eyes, like his head is swimming, like he's dizzy.
Carter, you all right?
Carter will like come back down and just like crack his neck. He's just like, bad memory. Continue cutting.
I think Ronald, can he, I want to check if he has enough intelligence to figure this out, that this is the bad juju.
Ooh, yeah, everyone roll me a Hume Int to see if our boy is lying.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wanted to clarify, I wanted to figure out if Ron has enough intelligence to see that this bad things are happening around this piece of cloth.
Okay, yeah, give me like an intelligence now, I think a raw
intelligence. All right. I got a raw intelligence success.
So,
okay. Did you roll something for June?
Yeah, June rolled a human, so she knows that Carter is lying.
Yeah, there's something about it. Like, he's... You know, speaking of Leon the Professional, you remember the guy, the investigator? Like, the cop who, like, takes the pill and does the weird neck crack thing at the beginning? He's the antagonist in Leon the Professional.
When's the last time you saw this?
Yes.
It's been like 15 years.
Like 25 years? Come on. Keep
it's,
up.
Well, no, it's been years since I saw that. I just remember things well, but it's like... but yeah, like, it's like, that's what, Brad, that's what you're giving me for this this guy. It's like that kind of, like, creepiness almost. Yeah, there's something about him you don't know. And I will say, Burbach, oh man, this is setting off all sorts of alarms. Unnatural alarms in your
head. He's gonna cock his gun. He says, listen, chuckle fucks. You know what we're here for. We clean up. We don't look. You fucking do that again, I'm gonna shoot you.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And Carter, this is what he's good at. This is why you keep Burbach around.
June is the
good
team
to see
lead,
you still
right?
Got all your bones, Burbach. And he's like,
and
not...
I will say, June, you are the team lead.
Burbach, stay in your lane.
Roger that. I just know my lane's right here in my hands.
Any idea?
It works.
Carter will say. I owe some guys a favor at the agency. I can maybe get them to pick up this ammunition.
Excellent. Yeah, it would be
what
no
we do with this tub. I'm not sure.
You know, probably right. as you say that, like in the cinematic version, it's like you're like, "What are we gonna do about this tub?" And at that time, you know, the sound of there's a bathtub of someone pulling the plug and it's starting to drain.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys are standing there and you say that, you hear as the tub begins to drain. And there's probably, like, you guys are all standing there. And this thing that you've now effectively destroyed, this piece of cloth, there's nothing discernible left about it. You've cut it up so thoroughly. And you guys are all standing there, and just, like, I imagine you all turn your head slowly as the level of the water is going down, 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 down. And then, like... Yeah. You guys clean up this place. Carter, you go out and grab your sat phone. And it's like a big white plastic 90s looking thing. Very secure, though. And you dial up your contacts. Go ahead and roll me a... Give me like a bureaucracy or even a charisma roll to try to be like, hey, let's get some... If you're going to try to call in a favor, or you can burn a bond.
Failure on bureaucracy.
Then I'm going to have to insist you roll a d4 and burn some bond.
Okay.
If you want to do this. You're going to have to give it some time with your family to make this up.
One, he'll maybe take away from his wife, his bond with his wife, as he has the flash of the same thing that he was thinking about earlier as he was cutting up this fabric.
Yeah. Burbach, something's up with Carter. You're not sure exactly what. But yeah. So you're able to make a call and you get told, and you guys probably stay there on the scene for a few hours, kind of cleaning the place up, destroying whatever tiny little bits of remain of this fabric that you do happen to find. And after a while, a big moving van shows up. And the moving van has about three people in it, all strapping, strong people, who reek a federal agent. All of them. They're wearing coveralls?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Nah, these guys are feds. Like, all, like, very, like, close cop. You know, there's, like, a woman with a hair back and, like, a tight bun. And the guys, they all have, like, high and tights. You know, like, they're, like, very... You know, you'd see them from a mile away. And they come in, and they don't really ask questions. They just start unloading. They take each one of these boxes, and they actually cover them in paper. Like, in brown paper, and tape them up. And transport them out to the van and start moving them. It is at that time... where you get a... Well, there is a doo-doo-doo, doo-doo-doo from your sat phone, Burbach. You also have one of these big old-school sat phones.
He unpacks it, sets it down on the floor, connects it. I'm kidding. He opens it up. Hello.
You set up the little dish.
Yeah.
It's not one of those sat phones.
Not that far back, yeah.
Right. It's definitely one of those things that, like, you have to plug it in, like, every 3 hours if you want it to be effective, like, because it's that big. It's, like, that big and clunky. You hear on the other end, it's, like, it's very staticky, very unclear, and you hear through it, you start to hear a... mechanical sounding, like, computer generated voice, which starts to give you an address, and it gives you the address, and then it says message will repeat, and it just gives you the address second time. And as you are, like, writing this down or whatever you're doing, you too, like, you're like, this time again, like, June and Carter, now you're watching Burbach as he is kind of standing there, and he's listening, and you can tell he's listening really, really closely, like, presses the phone to his ear, like, really hard, and you can see him kind of, maybe you guys are standing in this kind of mostly finished kitchen, and he puts a hand on the counter and kind of, like, closes his eyes a little bit, you know, and then, you know, opens his eyes, shakes his head and blinks, you know, and then continues writing this address as he goes.
You feeling all right, Burbach?
Yeah, we've got a new address. We've got a new address. Comes back to it.
From who?
I can't answer that. We just have an address.
It's in the leads. It's in the headings to the team lead. That's code.
Just give me a moment. And he kind of sits. He kind of takes a knee. Sits down, like holds his head a little bit. He's written down this piece of paper. It says, June, I don't know. I heard this voice. It was on the phone and it sounded a little mechanical and, it made me see things in the past.
Would this be suspicious to June?
I would say that it's like, it is definitely typical for the team lead to receive stuff in general, right? But these are also guys from a different team. You're not sure, and you know they were sent. You were told they were sent here. It's unusual. It's not, you know, like we have a leak. Like it's not like that bad. It's definitely weird, though. I'd say more unusual than that is this behavior from him.
Okay. Well, what's the address?
Give up the address there.
Yeah. You can throw it on Google Maps real quick. It looks to be... When you look at it on Google Maps, it looks to be like a... like an abandoned plot of like land that was like under development. It's like kind of in the city a little bit. You know, it's like kind of like a little bit rundown part of the city, kind of. It looks like... you can't really tell, obviously. There's nothing... When you look it up on like Google or something like that, nothing is obviously there at the moment.
June, I know you just told me to stay in my lane, and I just assumed that they were in comms with me, but I realized that may have been a breach of protocol.
Not only is it a breach of protocol, I'm worried that you might have been compromised, Burbach.
Oh, that is a serious accusation in U3's line of work.
Mm. What the fuck do you mean?
You'll look over at Carter, and he now has his like pistol and hands crossed, just like standing there.
Yeah, Burbach
like,
is pistol,
like down at his.
He's gripped his shotgun in his hands. So what are you insinuating?
That contact that just sent you that heading. Is that a familiar contact?
No.
You were given the phone by Delta Green.
All right. It's a contact phone, but I don't recognize the voice. You know how these guys operate.
I'm sorry, Burbach. I want to trust you. Believe me, I do. But I just have to confirm this on my end.
Then take this
as
goddamn
the team
thing.
Lead, we cannot proceed.
He throws the phone at her.
So... since she's so goddamn dexterous, she'll just fucking snatch it out of the air. Really impressively.
Right. She kicks it, it flies up, and then she catches it right by her ear.
Yeah, exactly. But no, she's going to call her contacts in J-Cell.
Okay. You call your handler, Jim. You make contact, and the thing is Jim has been mostly texting you. You get a call, and it's really, you know, there's, you hear a One second. Yeah, sweetie. Just real quick. It's Derek from the office. Just gotta take this real quick. Hello? June?
Jim.
Yeah. What's up? It's not a good
We might
time.
Have an issue. It never is.
It's true that, right?
One of my agents just got a call for a heading.
Like a location?
It seems suspicious.
Hmm. What's suspicious about it? I
wanted to go to him and not me. And there was something in his eyes when he answered the phone call. He zoned out. It's just something that doesn't sit right with about me. Doesn't sit right.
Listen, June, I trust your instincts. But listen, these guys are sent like directly by B-Cell. Like, this is the cavalry. okay? Like, we're kind of operating outside of our typical structure after the loss of Julius and whatever the fuck happened to Jericho. Listen, Run, they gave you a location?
We have a location. Speaking of Jericho, what the fuck was that about?
It wasn't us. And that's what I'm trying to run that down on my end, okay? But you guys still have work in Boston. You, go figure out this address, check it out, scope it out with these guys. If you don't like the feel of these guys, you be safe, okay? You take care of you. I don't care what B-Cell says, okay? Let B-Cell worry about B-Cell. I don't know who these guys are. You watch out for you, June, okay?
If you give me the go-ahead, we can check this place out. But I'm just telling you, I got a bad feeling.
Give me a bit of time. I'll ask about it, okay? Just watch your phone. Go scope it out. But be cool, you know? Again, these guys that we're following, this other cell, M-Cell, like, we gotta... Everywhere they've been, we gotta go clean it up, okay? That's the job right now.
If you fucking messy motherfuckers. God damn, they make my life hell.
M for messy. Am I right? that's why they gave up.
Right, you are, Jim. Right, you are.
So funny. God, more like jokes.
I've always said that about you, Jim.
Cell. Am I right?
I don't always laugh when you say things, but I really appreciate your humor. It's that type of thing.
Excellent. Well, listen, I gotta get back in here. Okay.
All right, Derek sends you love.
All right. Yeah, Derek. Yeah, no problem. Be there on Tuesday. Yep. Bye. You know, he hangs up the phone.
And June's just like, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Smash cut.
You guys, and it, so, like, we cut away, you know, as the camera, you know, you guys, you know, you said, let's go. You know, and as the camera, like, fades down and back up, you know, it fades up from, like, behind a dumpster. And we see this blue sedan rolling up, and, like, it's just now kind of getting dark, and all the streetlights are kind of just now flicking on. And it is a kind of like a rougher side of town, and you guys pull up to what is very obviously a construction site. And it is, there's a gate with, like, a chain across the gate. And from the signs, you know, like, construction sites, you know, typically have, like, the sign for, like, the general contractor and stuff like that. And, like, whoever's doing, like, you know, ultimate construction, you know, the date for this building, when this building was supposed to be complete, was, like, 3 years ago. Like, this is very much a construction site that's been here for a long time, way past its due. It looks to be decently secure. Like, the fence is all in one piece all around it. But this is your address. And you get a text from Jim. And it says, location confirmed, comma, one of M-Cell's stomping grounds.
Okay. All right.
Are you happy? You boys are the
tacticians. How do you want to approach this? Not often.
Well... Are you happy with our location, June?
Burbach, how do you want to approach this?
I recommend we check the perimeter, just do a casual walkthrough, and make sure that we're prepared.
Yeah.
There's no reason for anything weird to happen.
Carter will roll an alertness to see if there's something, a way they can slip in without, like, necessarily cutting the chain, you know.
Yeah.
Failure.
You don't see anything. There's no obvious way through. I will say this, though, as you are, you know, as you guys are looking at this, maybe you do kind of walk up there. Everything about this place is abandoned, has been abandoned for a while. Except for the lock on this chain. Like, to you, it's like, yeah, they probably found this place abandoned, and they put their own lock on the chain, on the gate. Like, even more so, like, you now, like, Carter, now you're like, this is the place, this is where they were. Like, you can smell it. Like, it's like, oh yeah, this is a, you think, Carter, you're like, this is a place I would choose.
Lock's been tampered with. I say we walk in, leave the car out here.
Should we get strapped?
Definitely. Carl will put on his Kevlar vest.
Same.
Obviously have his handcuffs, his steel wire. He won't bring his Tommy gun. He'll just keep his pistol and his knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, June will also put on her armor. I think I'm actually going to take the submachine gun. So a submachine gun, that's like a smaller one, right?
Right, it's not a... It is an automatic weapon that shoots pistol ammunition, is the technical definition of a submachine gun. It doesn't shoot rifle okay. ammunition, shoots smaller rounds. So yep. this is specifically... this is like a... this is a... What is it? Like an H3 Mendoza or something like that? These are like old-school Mexican military submachine guns. Like, they are disposable, they have no serial numbers, and you can get them on any black market. And they shoot a lot of rounds real quick. And that's what you like about it.
So I could have the Glock and the Mendoza.
Yeah, 100%. Right? They're not large weapons.
Set. Okay, cool.
Yep. Burbeck's bringing everything, and he's going to look over at Carter. Be like, Carter, you worried of being spotted at this construction site?
I just like working in close quarters.
I appreciate that, but why don't you bring little Susie with?
You'll be safe here.
You're fucking crazy.
Okay. I will say, and I was actually last night when I was working on these character sheets, I did mean to add lockpicking to Carter's. Okay. Like, I remember specifically being like, I need to add lockpicking on here.
Oh, to his skills?
To his craft, technically. Okay. So, and
probably won't come into play, though.
It probably won't come into play, so don't worry about it.
We're going to climb the fence.
Enough lockpicking skill.
And I'm going to take a run-up and just climb the fence. That's what's going to happen.
Right. Like, in the scene, like, again, like, the gate is, like, not lit very well. Like, there are no street lights near the gate. There's no traffic on this road. It looks like all the, like, warehouse businesses around here are all out of business. There might be, like a homeless person, like, down two blocks, like, sleeping on the sidewalk. Like, that might be the closest person you saw. So you're not really worried about being seen. You have plenty of time. And in the cinematic version of this, we're looking at Carter down on one knee, picking this lock. And behind him, Burbach takes a running jump and jumps up on the fence. Like, right as the lock goes click. Like, right as it opens.
He's still on the door. He's like, changed fence as it opens.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he just...
And then he like drops off and rolls, and then he's like ready with his fucking weapon. He's ready. He looks so badass.
He looks so
she's just like a bunch of goddamn smooth operators, huh?
just the chillest dudes. So most of the above ground, like they're like the first story basically has walls, and you can tell that there's like a second and third story also intended, but none of that has walls. And as you guys are kind of walking, like, everything inside is pretty barren, but you definitely see there's a basement. And you can maybe even in the dark, you can just vaguely tell that there is just a tiny, tiny little bit of light emanating from the basement. And I think you just roll...
I rolled intelligence. Carter was going to be like, what would I be doing here? You know, overall intelligence. Like, would I be getting rid of a body? Failure.
This seems, I will say, you get a failure, so it's like the idea of like of exactly what someone would want this place for. You're not sure. Well, like, and you're thinking, you're like, I don't know, old construction place. There's a lot of already pre-dug holes. Yeah, maybe you could dump a body and then fill it with concrete, kind of Jimmy Hoffa style, you know, like in this place or whatever. But or maybe that's when June, you know, you kind of see this down the stairs. And are you guys all just like weapons out, just kind of?
Yeah,
yep.
kind of look
that's
around.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah, you're standing there with your submachine gun, and it has like one of those little shoulder harnesses, so you can kind of let it hang, and it kind of hangs right in front of you. So June is kind of like, you know, like kind of looks down these steps, and you can just see the slightest glow. of light down the steps.
You'll see that?
Yep.
Point it out. Why is there light on?
I guess we're going to find out. And he preps his phosphor grenade, his incendiary.
Now, okay, to
Let's
keep
go
in mind,
slow and quiet.
The incendiary grenade, this is not a traditional...
It's not a... Yeah.
...grenade that, like, explodes. And it looks, when you look at it, it looks a lot like a bottle. It's like a very old school incendiary weapon that's meant to set things on fire, not to explode.
Yeah.
Let's go low and slow. Check it out. Don't get too jumpy.
Yeah. June, you can lead the way, and as you go down, it doesn't take you much, even as you guys are kind of heading down the stairs, Burbach, you look down, you can see that in the dust of this place, there has been traffic down these stairs.
Pointed out footprints.
Maybe a few. Yeah. And as you're going, it's like, again, like, the light at the bottom, it's not like there's a light at the bottom of the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, it turns into a series of passageways in this basement, and the light is much further down. But as you guys are going, you're following these footprints down, and each of you is kind of covering the, you know, like, as you pass a hallway, every time you pass a hallway, the first person, like, scans the hallway, and then weapon back forward, and the second person picks up where they left off. Like, you guys are being all tactical. You guys all know what you're doing. Very much so.
Can I check how many people? Maybe with the forensics or criminology?
That'd be a good use for forensics, yeah. Tell me what you got.
It's a success, 25 under 40.
It feels so weird to be competent.
Right? You think that there are three sets of footprints, you know, like, you don't have all the time in the world. There are definitely at least three, but you would guess as many as five or six.
Right,
and I will
I'm
say that it appears that something was dragged down here. Something, or you'd bet someone. Just knowing what Delta Green gets up to.
3 to 5 people, maybe with a body.
You guys, June, you're in front, and you get to this room with the light, and I imagine, you know, there's like a moment where you guys pause right before you guys go in, and with very tactically, you guys storm into this room, and there's just a doorway, no door. And as you turn, I imagine, June, you go in, you clear the room real quick, all the corners, and then the weapon just goes down. As you look up on this wall, and you see one of the most convoluted goddamn murder boards you have ever seen.
Oh, beautiful.
And June just stares in awe. It's almost a thing of beauty.
Almost.
Just slowly mounts. What the fuck?
You just hear.
You guys seeing this?
You just hear, ch-ch, and Carr takes a picture of it on his phone.
I mean, I've seen murder boards before, but this shit, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is this?
This looks like one of those fuckers was only taking notes and everybody else was just freeloading. That's what this looks like.
That's what this looks like.
So we see everything. We see, pictures of the nurses. We see, like, an outline of, like, everything?
You see everything that Imcel has taken notes on the entirety through Chapter 2 up till they ran into the Broad Albin.
Before the Broad Albin.
You see everything. And it is, like, and there is string. There are names. There are post-it notes. And it's all, you know, kind of, like, tacked up here. It looks like maybe that they, like, hung a piece of cardboard up so that they could, you know, actually tack things up and stuff like that. It is... And the weird thing is, like, I would say that you guys specifically, right? I don't know if you guys have ever... No, you guys... If you guys are in the biz of kind of cleaning up after people, this is...
you guys have maybe seen a few of these before, like to see other people's work, like other people's, other Delta Green agents' work, is kind of disconcerting.
Feels voyeuristic.
It looks sloppy.
I'll tell you what it is. It's goddamn sloppy is what it is.
It's so goddamn sloppy. Would you know that it's M-Cell?
You would assume that, I mean, you've been tracking M-Cell this entire time. You would assume that this is most likely their work.
Boys, there's only one cell that's sloppy enough to make work like this. This is goddamn M-Cell.
This has M-Cell written all over it.
Carter will go up, because there's quite a lot of Hotel Broad album stuff. He'll pass the, like, you know, Broad album art control group stuff, you know, pamphlets around. He's like, ever heard of the place?
Nope.
You hand... Well, like, in Burbach, as you see it, again, that swimming feeling in your head, and maybe, you know, it's like... And you hear the sounds, like, now you hear screaming. Like, you can hear them shouting, struggling to escape. And as you... And as this vision plays in your head, this vision that you have not shared with the others yet, you see the backs of your quarry. Three men running away. You shake your head out of it. You were so close. But then suddenly it's like a dream, it's gone.
June, what's the call?
Does June see this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Burbach? You're worrying me.
What's the call?
All right.
Oh, it's not Burbach. It is? It's Carter.
Huh?
No, that was Burbach.
Burbach.
Was that me? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Carter. I'm with you. that was confusing. yeah, there's... I'm having, I don't know if they're flashbacks. Is that a flashback for him? Is this something he's been through or something he's never experienced?
It's weird, you can't place it. It's like you're seeing a memory that you don't remember having.
Carter's like taking down the murder board, you know.
It's like shoving it into a bag.
Yeah. And he's looks over his shoulder, he's like, about time to retire, Burbach, and smiles.
Well, you know, the funny thing is you know, you guys are all familiar like with the 9mm retirement. Like, the retirement from this work, there's only one way to go.
No shame in it, Burbach.
Shut the hell
at
up.
At that time, like, you know, Carter, you look over and there's a chair sitting off to the side, like a folding chair. And it has three holes in the back of the chair. And you look down at the ground and realize that something has been cleaned up here.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Cleaned up.
Not very fucking well, evidently.
You can tell that the place has been cleaned. Like, there's no evidence of what was there, but you can tell it has been cleaned, right? So if anyone came in here and looked, they would never be able to tell you what it was. But you can tell something was done. And Burbach, as you look down, or maybe you kind of like bend down and, or sorry, Carter, you reach down, like, can maybe kind of touch the floor and like this is not a dusty construction floor. This place has been scrubbed of something. You two, you begin to smell something, like, and there's a moment where you can hear the sounds of, what is that? You hear a sound, a ting, the metallic sound of a, what is that? It's the metallic sound of a clip from an M1 Garand rifle flying out as the last round has been fired.
Carter will pick up his gun and point in the direction of where he heard it.
You Carter? Guys watch Carter swing around, like, his eyes wild.
We don't see or hear anything.
You guys don't see or
what
hear anything.
What is it, Carter?
Nothing. like about shaking his head.
About that time, you hear the sounds down up the stairs. You hear steps. Tip, tap, tip, tap.
We all hear this.
You all do. And June, I imagine June kind of whips around her weapon up. And you see now that at the doorway where you came in, maybe you hadn't noticed it, there are two nails stuck in the wall.
Okay.
And hanging on each nail is a trench coat. And you hear up a ways, up the stairs.
Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
But... June will motion.
Go ahead, please.
June will motion for us to like plaster ourselves against the wall on either side of the opening so we can like ambush this person.
Bar does it.
You guys hit the walls, but June, you look at these guys and both of their faces are white. And like Burbach doesn't even have his weapon up.
No, he's
like, he kinda has
out of focus.
Down.
He's just like leaning like against the wall. Focus. Down.
Like they have followed your commands, but they're like the lights are on, no one's home.
Fuck.
And you hear,
it seems that we are at a bit of a Mexican standoff. Well, I suppose not really. But alas, gentlemen, you appear to be out of uniform.
So June is looking at these people and they're addressing June.
No, you're hearing this from up the stairs.
Okay.
Like you've got your weapon at the door and you're
nobody's
looking at
walked
these two
in
guys
yet.
and they're not fucking doing anything.
Is there anything? Can
they're
I like shake myself
there.
Out of it? Like, mask. Mask.
What is that?
The mask.
Mask?
Yeah.
Carter, you hear Burbach mutter something about masks. And you look. June, you turn around as Carter steps over to the trench coat and removes it from the nail. And you see that underneath it,
Carter,
is a gas mask hanging. And Carter slowly begins to put on the trench coat.
Carter, what the fuck?
And Burbach walks over and starts putting on one too.
Burbach. And I think June will go over to Carter first and try to like, you know, just grab him by the lapels and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Carter,
situation on our hands.
Just looks at her with the glare over his eyes, glasses again. It's like, I need to put on my mask.
What the f... And she starts to get loud and she has to silence herself. What the fuck are you talking about, a mask? That shit off, you don't know where that came from.
Carter takes out his knife. And begins to cut open his face around.
Slowly, shit.
And then begins to peel his skin off of his face.
June fully pushes him back and like fucking gun trained on him.
He is bleeding profusely from
what
his face.
What the fuck is going on?
But more horrifying than that is once the skin clears his forehead and comes off with a wet snap.
Oh,
Jesus.
What's more horrifying than that is what Burbach does.
Burbach looks at the knife for a second. He's just kind of swaying gently. And then he just gently, gingerly picks it up like a little small bird. And starts doing exactly the same line, whilst looking directly in June's eyes. It starts peeling his face.
by the time Burbach has finished his, Carter has put on this gas mask. You didn't know better. You say it is like filling with blood, even.
June sprints up the stairs. Get the fuck out of here.
June, run. Agent June runs. As you get to the top, you see standing like 10 feet in front of the opening is another man. He is wearing a gas mask and a trench coat.
Unloads.
And he is holding a shotgun, and he's like, there's no way home, Alice. There's no going back up the rabbit hole.
Unloads with the Mendoza.
Make me a roll. And by the way, in your character sheet, you can click that button by the weapon, where the weapon name is, and it will do everything for you.
Success with a 19, under 50.
Now click where, 10%. Click where it says lethality, and it will roll your damage for you.
Ooh. Okay. Outcome failure, damage 6, huge target 10.
So it's a lethality failure, meaning he does not immediately die, but he does take 6 damage, because you rolled a 24. 2 and 4 equals 6. Alice runs, and she sees this guy, you can't go back up the rabbit hole, and just up him. And he falls back, and you can hear, ah, ha, ha, ha. And worse than that, you hear the same cackling laugh from Burbach and Carter downstairs.
With some pain gurgling in it.
Carter and Burbach, you know you have one mission, and only one mission.
We go up the stairs.
You have to keep the danger of the King in Yellow spreading. And the only way to do that is to kill this woman. The only way to limit this terrible and awful disease, this unnatural threat, is to kill this woman. You think to yourself as each of you gazes out of lenses with yellow signs plastered over them. What would you like to do?
Okay, Carter drops his gun.
This is fucking wild.
And takes out his wire and is like, time to retire. And starts going up to June with his wire.
These guys run after you. You're going to be able to get to her. God. You're not going to be able to like overtake her and make an action. Burbach, what would you like to do?
He's going to fall in line and probably reach for one of the grenades. Probably clock the range. I don't know. What can I... Maybe a bit of an alertness, or what kind of range are we talking about?
I would say you could probably throw a grenade up at her, but now Carter is also like quite close to her. You'd probably catch Carter in it too. But Carter knows the risk.
He doesn't. He's been here this whole time. He knows what we're in for this mission. So he's going to prep a grenade. Maybe do like a... Yeah, I don't know. Get the grenades ready. Probably saddle his... put his shotgun down and get the grenades ready.
All right, you run up there and then get in a position. Like, June is past the front. She's like on her way out towards the gate. And you guys are coming up the stairs behind her as this other figure, who, by the way, you guys obviously know who this is. That's Griffith. That's Virgil Griffith. He's been with you guys for a long time.
Virgil, you get the hell up, you little pansy. Get going.
Ha, ha, ha. Good to have you back, Ronald.
And you guys, and in your mind, Ronald Burbach, you're not a state policeman. Well, you're a kind of a state policeman, but you served with Carter in World War II. You were both in the Office of Strategic Services. You destroyed Nazi occultic instruments and artifacts. You came back home, and you were assigned a mission back in 1950s, and you continue that mission to this day for all time. Contain the King in Yellow. As insane as that is, and Carter, you know the same thing, your mission, contain the King in Yellow,
team.
So, all right, we're trying to kill June, I guess.
June, what are you doing?
Okay, explain to me where I am, who's close to me. So I just shot this one guy, Griffith.
You shot this guy up. You are basically halfway between the stairs and the gate.
Did you say guys, Carter caught up with me?
Carter is basically caught up with you.
Is Griffith, for the time being, like, incapacitated after being shot with a full clip?
You definitely put him down. He was not prepared to take the blast, though he appears to take it on the chin. So,
do I have to reload this submachine gun after one burst
fire?
Not yet. Okay. In that case, I'm going to take a shot at Carter.
Well, who would go first?
Just a running shot. What is your dex?
My dex is 10.
Mine's higher than that. I think it's 13.
Mine's a 9.
Yes, 13.
All right, June, what do? You're just going to, like, as you're running, you're just going to, like, take a shot back.
Yep, just unload on Carter.
All right. Tell me what you got.
Success.
Roll that lethality.
And I'm going to roll lethality. Failure. But damage 10. Huge target 10.
10.
Carter's down to 1 hit point.
Ooh, Carter, he's down. Goes down. I will say you were wearing Kevlar, which means you reduce the damage by 3.
Oh. Okay, so. Gotcha.
Carter takes this. He takes a bunch of these shots, and you can see the blood dripping out of the gas mask filter as you turn around and blast him. And you can see his wild eyes. Carter, what would you like to do?
So now Carter's on 4.
That's enough.
What does he? What's he do for an, I guess, unarmed to try to strangle her with the wire?
You'd probably need to, first you would need to grapple her. You would need to get into a, there's a specific term for it. You basically would grab her. You need to, initiate a pin, basically, because she's, like, up and moving. She's not just going to let you put this thing around her neck. So if you want to attempt to pin her, you can do so.
Okay. What do I roll for that?
One moment. I'm very bad at what I do. And, okay. You are going to make... make an unarmed combat. Crunchy. Unarmed combat roll, please.
Straight unarmed.
Success.
All right. June, would you like to, he's going to kind of run up and kind of almost try to tackle you. Are you going to attempt to dodge this or fight back?
Yeah, I would love to try to dodge it if I can. Is that like
I would love to try to dodge it.
Either do, if you want to try to just dodge and just disengage from him, then do a dodge roll. If you would like to basically try to fuck him up and stay where you are, then do an unarmed combat. I will say, you said you brought everything. Your brass knuckles are currently on your hands.
Badass.
I know. That, but also the paralytic syringes. How would you employ those in combat?
I would say similarly, you can use the paralytic syringes if he pins you. If you let him pin you and attempt to garrote you, you could also attempt to syringe him your next turn.
I think that's where I'm going to go. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to let him pin me. Carter tackles you from behind after you turn, and as we're going down, we see maybe the weapon kind of goes, but we see June without missing a beat because she is a badass. We see as she's going down, tackled around the middle by Carter, we see her hand go in and pull out the syringe, and right as it comes up and out of her shirt, she bites the cap off with her teeth, and the needle is now primed. Burbach, what would you like to do?
So Burbach's just run up the stairs. So Virgil, get your shit together! And he's kind of... He's in army bleeding man out. Mode.
He's just laughing, bleeding on the ground.
He's just laughing. You crazy motherfucker. And he's pretty much at the top of the stairs. He sees both of them. He sees them go down. He sees June go down. He says, Carter! Get cover! And he's just gonna... ping! Pull the pin.
Oh,
and straight up toss it.
You're just gonna do
motherfucker.
It.
Carl will be like, Carl will start laughing and say, "Looks like we're going together, June."
Yes! Yes, I love it. All right, roll me.
Oh,
and click that
God.
Button.
That is a success.
Ooh, that's a success.
12.
That's a success.
Oh, I hate this.
And that is a failure on lethality. 9 damage.
9 damage subtracted by 3 for those wearing Kevlar. What does that put Carter at?
He's dead.
All right.
So Carter was on top of June, and he just gets totally toasted, obliterated, little bits of pieces.
So it's 6 damage, right?
6 damage total, yes, for you, because you're
okay. June's at five.
This explosion goes off. And you see Carter's eyes, like, maybe you guys are almost face-to-face now, and you feel the thump of the percussion, your ears, whee! And you see Carter for a second, Carter's like, "We go together, June!" And you see, and you hear this thump, and his eyes roll back into his head. As you see, like, and in the cinematic shot, we pull back and we see that the backside of his head has taken a large piece of shrapnel and just obliterated his skull. He's gone. About this time, Virgil stands up. He says, "Ha ha ha! Good throw, Burbach." And he is going to, he's going to get up. I think he's going to take a shot with his shotgun from where he is. He's just going to take a shot from the hip.
On.
Critical
fail. Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
100.
Hell yeah.
God damn
yes.
it.
Yes.
Every
I'm fully invested
time.
In June. I want her to live
you
so
want
bad.
Her to live so
you
bad.
You roll a 1d6 to figure out the outcome,
yeah.
right?
Let's see. I gotta find my fumbles. Yeah. So, it's gonna be a roll d4 for this. Da, da, da.
It's a 2. All
right. He shoots, and he's like, he goes and shoots, and as he does, the weapon kind of like falls out of his hands, and he looks down, and he realizes that when you shot him, his left hand is like obliterated. Like, he's like, it's like hanging limp. And like, and as he shot, the weapon just went blow! Like, and the shotgun just like launches out of his hands. Right? The shot goes wide. And he's like, "Looks like we're going old school." As he reaches in his jacket and pulls out what looks like
creepy
a tomahawk.
Oh, but, Jesus.
Oh, is it the same one from,
It is. It's the tomahawk from Michelle Van Fitz's
house.
Apartment. And
wow.
he goes, "They're circling the wagons." June,
that's
what would you like
amazing.
To do? This dead man is kind of like laying on you. I would say you can get up and go if you want to.
Okay, so do I have another shot in the submachine gun?
You have one more.
I don't want to metagame too much. But June, she would know this. The Tommy gun is in the car. That
you do. There was that whole discussion left. of why don't you take the Tommy gun?
Yeah. I gotta be strategic about this. Griffith is on his last legs. I'm gonna unload on him.
All right, you fire at Griffith. You really want to hit this.
Really, really, really want to hit this. Mendoza.
Damn. Bumble.
God damn it, June. No. Fuck.
It's hard for you to see. I mean,
take it away.
Carter just peeled off his face, so I'm sure blood's pouring out of the mask onto you.
True.
God damn it. I really thought I could pull this off.
I couldn't have written this. Okay.
So that's a 3.
That is so fucking disappointing.
Roll me a luck roll.
Okay.
Shouldn't have got attached.
Hondo. That's a 1. Oh, wait, that's also boost yet. What? No, that's me.
No, that's
no,
fine.
No,
that was,
yeah. Okay. It's
a 1.
Okay, you rolled a 1, which is a critical success on luck.
That's insane.
Okay, the fumble June. That you rolled was the attacker accidentally hits a friend, a bystander, or himself or herself. You rolled a critical success. You know what that tells me?
Bystander?
It's got to be a bystander. Or a...
Well, there's only one motherfucker here besides Virgil. Yeah. It's Burbach.
Okay.
Oh, but I'm a friend. Not.
You shoot Burbach.
The homeless dudes.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll me a D100, shame. Please. Just roll a raw D100.
Okay.
And you're going to do this damage. We're going to compare, add these two numbers. You do nine. Effectively 6 damage to Burbach because he's also wearing the thing. Burbach, the round goes wild. But in a twist of fate, she does not hit Virgil. She hits you.
Okay.
As you take this. So you pulled that fumble. You pulled a victory from the jaws of defeat on that one. But
we're
it is
still
now.
In the game, but there's 2 combatants on the board.
There's 2 combatants. Burbach. Oh, wait, sorry. Carter. Carter, on the incomplete second floor, there is a set of fire doors. They are many, many yards away. The doors open as Eric Carter steps out into the hallway.
What?
His M1 Garand in hand.
What?
You absolute piece of shit.
His eyes wild. And knowing there's only one thing he has to do. You have to defend the world from the King in Yellow
oh
infection.
Oh my god.
And you have to kill this woman. Now you're very far away.
Motherfucker.
And you look down. Remember that ting of that M1 Garand clip leaving that I told you about earlier when you were down the basement?
Mm-hmm.
You look down, old trusty, old faithful right here. You know that's what you heard.
Oh, wow.
You allowed me to get my hopes up for survival.
Yeah, you got
to unsurvivable this. Combat.
We haven't done yet.
Piece of shit.
We're not done.
He's,
and,
all right.
But you're far away. You have to run, basically, to get there. You are too far away to engage right now. So that's what happens to Carter.
Okay.
Burbach, you've just been shot.
So Burbach's taken a whole lot to the chest. Ah, you bitch! Ah! Come, get back here, Jerry! And he like reaches down, so he had one in either side of his hips, and he has another pineapple grenade. He says, get back here! Pa-ching! And the other clip goes out, and he tosses it. He tosses a second grenade.
Give me that roll for your grenade.
That's a failure. 94 over 50.
You throw it, like whatever happens, like either you throw it or maybe she just like, you take way too long with your thing and she just like, whoop, she just like leaves the area. The grenade still goes off. Boom! You know, and just rattles everything. Dust from the ceiling falls down. It does not hit her. Virgil Griffith is going to step forward. Now he's walking forward Terminator style, shooting... He took out his tomahawk, right?
Yes.
Virgil shooting tomahawk.
Is going to close on you and is going to basically get to where you are. He's not going to be able to attack this round, but Virgil Griffith closes the distance. And you can see he too with the yellow signs on his lenses. And you can see that his face on the inside, when Imcel had looked in these lenses and seen these burnt skin, you realize now in the cinematic version, it wasn't burnt. It was the dried remains of a face that had been removed. You see, too, that Virgil Griffith's face is gone. And that behind this mask is all that's left of a man who has fallen to insanity. Just like your 2 teammates.
Okay. This is important. Did I see Carter reincarnate?
No, you don't even know that's happened yet.
Okay. That's what I was afraid of. And I've used my last clip in this submachine gun.
Correct.
Mechanically, could I switch over to the pistol?
Yes.
Without taking a penalty?
Yes, I would say that you can drop the machine gun. It's like on a shoulder harness, shoulder sling, and you can just reach down. You can push Virgil back, pull weapon out, and engage him with your pistol.
Right on, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to make an attack with the Glock.
Yep. Oh, you wow. Wow. What is going on?
This is amazing.
Fuck yes.
Oh my
June,
god.
June.
All right. Yeah, so that was a 33.
Hit that button.
Lord. All right. That is a D10 times 2. Hit that button. And let's see what happens.
Oh my fucking god.
She rolled a 10 for 20 damage.
That hurts.
This chick tell is me a what happens. Fucking badass.
Tell me what happens. Like, if you want to karate kick him like you're in Matrix and then stick it up his ass, like, you do what you... Like, you tell me what June does. Agent June.
I think he goes to attack her with the tomahawk and swings long, and she catches his torso and just shoots, like, 5 rounds into his torso and, like, tosses him off.
As he's flying.
As he, you know, falls over.
Oh, man. This is like some gun
just like point blank
kind of
totally
stuff.
John Wick.
Yeah. Like he comes in, she combines like a jujitsu body toss with, while firing the round. Just da 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 da. And like by the time he hits the ground, he is motionless. And you hear just briefly as the blood boils up into his airway and he goes down. And I will say, June, with your massive damage, there's a dumpster on the far side of the site that you can see. You see the dumpster. It's one of those big, huge industrial dumpsters that has the door that goes on the back of a semi truck. And it has the big opening door that you can like throw stuff in it. You hear a goom, goom, goom. And the door is pushed open. And right as the laughs are fading from Virgil Griffith, they rise right back up from this huge construction dumpster.
Of course they do. Okay.
Carter, you can at this point get to the stairwell down and you hear the sound. You know instinctually that this pathogen, this vector of the King in Yellow is winning. And you know that she just killed Virgil again, but that's okay. Virgil always seems to pull through.
Carter's just screaming manically with his gun up, running and shooting his gun.
All right, you make it to the base and you can take some shots now. Roll me a firearms check. I don't have your Garand in there. Just roll me a firearms roll off your sheet.
Failure.
Bow, yes. Bow, bow. You yes. See Carter coming down the fucking stairs, and he has some type of World War II rifle, and he's shooting at you.
Seems like sanity damage-inducing shit, surely.
Oh. Oh, thank you, John.
I want to just be I want to help out.
June.
I want to help.
Can June roll me
that's
some
sanity? That's all crossed my mind, and I didn't say shit.
June, roll me a roll.
Okay.
Let's see what we got.
All right, roll insanity. That's a failure.
All right, I'm gonna roll D4 for you. 1.
Not bad.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm okay. Relatively fine.
June, what would you like to do?
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not engaging now that I've seen two combatants resurrected. Sprint.
All right.
Dodge whatever I can.
Okay. If you want to make it all the way to the car, you're going to need a successful either a dexterity or athletics check to book it. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. You can make it to the gate. If you just want to make it to the gate and then, like, continue to fire or something like that, you can do that.
No. You said I can make a dex check?
Yeah, make me a dex check to see as you are going to get out of here.
That's a 46 under 65. That's a success.
All right. Here's what happens. June runs. Runs desperately. And she sees the car in front of her. You know, you guys, you know, you reach in and manage to unlock it as you get there. And right as you sit in the car, Your ass hits the seat and you're about to push the keys into the ignition. You realize that the ignition is not there. And that you are sitting in a facade play version cardboard cutout of your sedan. And you're dumbfounded. You're dumbfounded. You look off to the left and you see Carter, Burbach, and someone they kept calling Virgil. You see them standing, weapons in hand, not pointed at you, just watching. And you look off to your right and see the huge steps of the Hotel Broad Albin.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going. But June reaches into the back and whips out the Tommy gun. Because she's a fucking fighter, and she's not going to go out like this.
Rather than give in to the King in Yellow, which she probably doesn't even know the name of. She doesn't even know it. You know that scene in Boondock Saints? There was a firefight.
There was a fight. Yeah.
There is a short and exciting, but in the end, inevitable gunfight. The end is inevitable. As June, Agent June, as Louise Maisel, is gunned down by trench coat wearing insane repeaters from the night world. Who have in their mind, in their insane minds, that they are somehow still doing their job despite the fact that they have been corrupted by the King in Yellow. And that is the last thing we ever hear of Agent June and the Static Team. And that, my friends, is a good place to stop.
That's epic.
Interesting.
Fucking well done, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be some sanity check shit, but
yeah,
the Discord messages are popping off. Are you messaging yes. these other two guys while we're playing shit that I can't see?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I didn't want to cut Carr's face off. That wasn't my idea.
You're always talking about cutting your face off, so I just figured that was like a Brad
it
thing.
Seems like
but
this is the
then
safe space
John did
for it
too.
Yeah. I've also dabbled. I've dabbled in those kinds of lines of thinking.
Face cutting.
I wouldn't describe myself
safe space face cut.
I'd describe myself as a casual yeah. face cutter offer.
Weekend.
All right, Joe. I now accept that the trench coats guys are not Nazis. I now understand what they are.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's what this entire interlude was for.
All right, everyone.
This is fucking wild.
That was amazing.
Yes, and thank you so much, guys, for playing ball. This is something that, like, we're at the end of Impossible Landscapes proper. This is something that I've had in the back of my head, and I wanted to do it while we could,
nice.
Honestly. And I'm glad we did. Everyone listening, go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but like. Was this little side quest like in the book, or was this just like your own device?
This is Joe.
Nice. This is fucking rad.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it more. Check.
Yeah,
but it
yeah.
is awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys playing ball. But the thing is you guys are the kind of people who would play ball. I had no doubts because you're fun people. You know, you're fun to play with. So. Everyone in Wills and Pumpkin Cakes and everyone else watching, Pumpkin Cakes did say, "Holy cow, well done, I'm so freaked."
Excellent.
Did it.
Job done.
I got you. I got you, Pumpkin. Thank you so much. Join us next time. We're going to find out what happens at the palace. We're going to find out what happens to Imcel. But I hope, if nothing else, I hope it's been very clear that the stuff that Imcel has done, it has not just affected them.
Consequences.
Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you for joining us. We will catch you next time, and remember, as always, stay safe, stay sane. Bye.
Bye.